In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says the education funding plan passed by the legislature fulfills the state's constitutional duty. But one Democratic lawmaker who helped negotiate the deal says it's still unclear whether the state Supreme Court will agree. More from 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross.
In a legal filing, Ferguson says the state has now doubled K-12 education funding since the court's 2012 decision in the so-called McCleary case. That's when the state Supreme Court ruled Washington was failing to fully fund basic education. Democratic State Senator Christine Rolfes helped negotiate this latest school funding plan.
It's a very significant increase in state funding for the public schools throughout the state. Whether the court will think it's providing ample, we will see.
The legislature's agreement hikes the state property tax but caps the amount of money school districts can raise through local levies. Rolfes says she wishes it didn't restrict local levy dollars as much as it does, but that was a compromise worked out between the Republicans and Democrats. The next step in the case comes August 30th, when the attorneys for the McCleary plaintiffs will file a response. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.